Jones, please welcome Mayor Hudson, Tiffany Martin Hendrickson, New York State Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, and please welcome Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you all for joining us today. It's my enormous pleasure to welcome you to Hudson Hall at the historic Hudson Opera House. Many of us still refer to it as the Opera House. Many of us will always refer to it as the Opera House. But Hudson Hall at the historic Hudson Opera House. And as we begin today, I'd like to recognize some of our very special guests. First of all, Governor Andrew Cuomo, welcome to Hudson Hall. Board of Supervisors, Matt Morrell. Minority Leader of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, Billy Hughes, along with all of our members of the Board of Supervisors. Hudson Common Council President Claudia DeStefano and all of the Hudson alderpersons in attendance, alder members.
It is my pleasure to be in the Opera House today, and I will perform the marriage of Figaro. Always wanted to do that. First, to the Assemblywoman who has done such a great, great job, not just representing the district, but as a member of the conference for the entire state. Let's give Dee Dee Barrett a round of applause. Boisterous round of applause because he has the money. Howard Epstein. And Gary Shiro, thank you so much for what you've done here for this restoration, for this magnificent facility. Gary, thank you very much. You know, in many ways, this opera house is just. And Hudson has almost everything you could imagine if you were designing a foundation to build on, the history that is Hudson, the location that is Hudson, the School of Landscape Artists and Architects, and starting with a base of arts and culture that I remember when it was all about antique shops. And I used to come up to go antiquing. Or I was brought along antiquing. I would love to say that I'm an antique aficionado, but I'm not. But sometimes I would be the escort on the antiquing. And that arts and culture just grew from there. And now you feel it compounded, right? Now there's a health and wellness movement, there's a farm-to-table movement, getting back to nature, and Hudson has capitalized on all of it. And you can feel the growth, you can feel the change, you can see it. When I was at HUD, I used to work with Mayor Scalera at that time, and I remember how hard it was to get it started, you know. It's momentum. It takes a lot of energy to get that stone moving, but then once it's moving, it starts to build momentum and it works on its own. And that's what's happening here in Hudson. The state has invested very heavily in tourism, and it has been a phenomenal investment for us. We invested $200 million, which is a lot of money, in basically the I Love New York campaign, $1 billion in revenue. How about that for a return on investment? It has done phenomenally well for upstate New York and for the Hudson Valley region. We now have 20 million tourists per year coming to this region, 20 million. And the numbers have been off the chart. Why? Because nobody knew about upstate New York and the Hudson Valley region before. It was an untold story, right? New York City, you had 50 million visitors a year going to New York City. But they thought that was it. They thought that was New York, right? And nobody said, hold on a second. You love New York City. It's one of the greatest urban environments on the globe. We also have rural and suburban and some of the most beautiful geography and history. And did you see the Hudson Valley? And did you see the North Country? And that's what the campaign has done. It just exposed the Hudson Valley, upstate New York, and the beauty of it. And the tourism numbers have increased, and the revenue has increased, and that's a big part of what's going on here in Hudson. On the numbers, we know it's working. When we started this program, unemployment in this region was 7.1%. Today it is down to 4.2%. Isn't that something? And one number that says it all, we just passed the 8 million jobs number, the highest number of private sector jobs in the history of the state of New York, believe it or not. 8 million jobs. So we see this data, the role of the state in economic development, basically as an investment banker, right? We don't tell a community what to do. We don't give to a community a plan. But we say we recognize the diversity of the state, we recognize the different regions. It is then up to each region and each community to find out what it does better than anyone else and what their competitive advantage is. And if it shows promise and if it's smart, we will give it a grant from the state to grow. Okay. One of the programs that does that is something called the DRI, Downtown Revitalization Initiative, which is looking to invest in downtown areas that are growing, that show promise, where the community is engaged and the businesses are engaged, where you have enlightened government, and then the state will invest to keep that synergy going. Here's the problem. We have 10 winners in the state, but we have 104 applicants for the 10 spots. Okay? So the competition is very, very high. And of the 104, I have to tell you, they're communities that work very, very hard, and they are really all great plans. And I believe even if you don't win first place, going through the exercise of doing the plan, going through that organizational process, developing those relationships, that's good in and of itself. What we're going to do, because we have so many good plans, we're going to have just 10 first place winners that would receive $10 million. We're going to have second place winners also that win $5 million. That win $5 million. We're going to have third place winners that win $2.5 million. Fourth place winners that win $1 million. And a set of statements. So, I'm here to announce that you are a first place winner.
teary, but I'm a little teary. On behalf of the City of Hudsonville, thank you so very much, Governor Cuomo, for recognizing the hard work that's gone into bringing Hudson to where we are today, and for opening up a whole new world of possibilities with funding for initiatives that will positively impact our local economy for decades to come. Thank you to the members of the Regional Economic Development Council and Empire State Development for your encouragement throughout the DRI process, and for believing in Hudson's vision and ability to, with the infusion of capital, bring meaningful, transformative projects to fruition. Thank you to those who have invested their own time, energy, and resources to develop businesses and spur economic development in areas of the city that were previously discounted and often ignored. You are pioneers, and we're grateful that you have the foresight to know what could be and fearlessly forged ahead to make it happen with limited public support. Thank you to the CEDC and HDC for your generous contributions, which allowed us to engage outside consultants to assist in this process. Thank you to everyone in the community who came to meetings to express your vision for the Bridge District's future. We had some tough discussions as concerns were candidly expressed, and have played a critical role in developing Hudson's application. Thank you to Kathleen Foley and the rest of the Mirador consulting team for your assistance in guiding us through this process and completing a winning application on a very tight deadline. Thank you to the Common Council Economic Development Committee, City Treasurer Heather Campbell, Mayor Lisa Walsh, and everyone else in the city who contributed to this process. Thank you to the many private investors involved in the development of our application. In particular, I extend special thanks to Melissa Ostermauer of Basilica Hudson and River House and Chris Stapleton of DigiFab Shop for being in the trenches with us through the application's many iterations and for the hard work they put into presenting in person to our EDC with Sheena and with me. And last, but certainly not least, I thank Sheena Salvino for the hours she put in driving this process. She was tenacious in her pursuit of our goal, Hudson being this year's Capital Region DRI pick. Today, we celebrate the fruits of our labor. We made it, Hudson! Beginning today, the door is wide open to so many new opportunities. In the coming months, we will benefit from an intensive $300,000 planning process for the Bridge District, led by experts and incorporating input from everyone in the community. A first for Hudson, with a focus on optimizing the area for living, working, and recreation. This DRI is about access and about opportunity. The opportunity for businesses to grow and push to the next level. Access to jobs, access to healthy food, access to education and vocational training opportunities, access to the river, historic parks, and green spaces, and new and improved infrastructure to provide greater, safer access to all the assets throughout the Bridge District and beyond. Hudson, we've been given a great gift today. This is a golden opportunity and our time to shine. I couldn't be prouder of our community. Thank you all for being here today to share this momentous occasion. This is our day, Hudson. The Bridge District, build, renew, invest, develop, grow, empower. Thank you.